We've got head coach Doug Peterson here to talk about the Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night. Coach, thanks for joining us here. Let's first start, if we could, with Thursday night against Tampa Bay. You take the first two possessions on offense in the red zone, put it in the end zone. How high on the list of Doug Peterson edicts is red zone touchdown efficiency?
Very high. Because once you, offensively, once you put the ball into the red zone, whether it be a long drive and or like we started the game with a special teams fumble recovery, I expect our offense to score touchdowns. And field goals are great, but we want touchdowns, and we want a lot of them once we get in the red zone.
What is the key to success in the red zone? Because it has not been a very fruitful place for the Eagles of late.
Well, I think number one, it can be your personnel, obviously, putting your players in positions to make plays down there, taking advantage of what the defense is giving you offensively. And what I mean by that is you're seeing a lot more drop eight coverages down there. So if you have to run the ball, you run the ball. You can utilize your quarterback's mobility a little bit down there. And at the same time, you want to stay ahead of the change. You got to continue to constantly grind it out down there and get it closer and closer, to the goal line. And then, like we said, just eventually score touchdowns.
Beyond those two possessions, what did you think of the offense the rest of the game?
There were a lot of mistakes. The one thing that was encouraging, though, is the effort, the hustle. Guys were going in the right direction. Obviously the penalties overall, we did have the one red zone turnover down there offensively, which we can't have. But those are things that are correctable and things that we can fix. We're still in training camp mode. This is that time to get those things, fixed for the young players and give them another shot against Pittsburgh coming up.
Doug, interesting moves up front, moving Alan Barber, at least for now, to right tackle. Isaac Samalo plays left guard. Why that combination? And is that the combination that you hope to move forward with?
Potentially, yeah. And it's something this week that coach, talking with Coach Stoutland, that we want to mix some pieces up front, and find those five guys that are going to be there for us opening day. And right now, that's our best five going forward. And we want to see that combination of guys. I want to see Isaac next to Jason Peters and Kelsey, and then Alan has played the tackle position, not so much right tackle, but it's a position that he's comfortable playing. He's been there before. And then we got some young guys behind him. You got your Dennis Kellys, your Big V's in there. Tobin has a really good camp. So, there's some good combinations that we can continue to explore in these next couple of weeks.
How versatile is Alan? I mean, people, I guess, on the outside don't see him as an athletic, versatile kind of player. They see him as a big, strong mauler inside. But he has played the edge, and he does have great athletic ability, right?
He does have great athletic ability, and obviously we saw that as a guard, and now for me, going back and even watching some of his Green Bay tape as a tackle to really evaluate and get a good feel for him. And then he played it here in Philadelphia. He actually played tackle against the Steelers a year or two ago, and so I love his versatility, and that's what you need from your offensive linemen nowadays. You need those guys that can play multiple positions, guards that can play centers, and guards that can move out to tackle, or a tackle that can play left and right. So, he's a guy that can fit a lot of those molds.
Doug, the wide receiver position has drawn a lot of attention. Your thoughts on how that group has played?
Well, obviously it hurts to not have Jordan out there. I think he's a presence. He's a dominant force on the field when he's there. His work ethic is second to none, and guys can feed off of that. On top of that we're dealing with some young guys, and we're working with some young guys, and they're grinding it out every day. I mean, that's what camp is for, and stick them on the jugs machines and the tennis ball machines after practice, so they can eliminate some of those, some of those focus drops that I would call, just taking your eyes off the ball. And they're doing a nice job. You can see the improvement. You can see what Greg Lewis has done with these guys and the detail in their work. And it's a physical group. I like to see them get in there and block a little bit, block these safeties and kind of mix it up. So it's a group that's still learning, still growing, a young group, but encouraged in the direction they're headed.
Sam played three snaps on Thursday night. Puts the ball in the end zone. Do you have a feel for Thursday night and how much you want to see him on the field?
I want to, I definitely want to go more than three plays. Hopefully we can take him into the end of the first quarter, maybe even into the second quarter, and really watch that offense work a little bit and get some more guys, some touches, maybe get Darren involved a little bit more, and You know, but yeah, it's I like where our first unit's at. They're really grinding through everything. Sam, where he's at mentally with you. We got a ton of, we got a volume. I mean, we got libraries of information in right now of football, and we begin to scale it back for these preseason games a little bit and focus a little more on a specific game plan of plays, you know. So I just want to see them, you know, again, execution, play longer, and then still come away healthy.
What does Carson do now that he is sidelined? How does he become a better quarterback during this period of time? I know it's all the mental reps at this point.
It's all the mental reps. You know, in 2004, when I injured my back in Green Bay, I was still a big part of the offensive, you know, the quarterback room. I still want him plugged in and you know, getting the mental reps. I was on the sideline. I was during games. I traveled with the football team. And so, you know, I want Carson to do the exact same thing. And you know, he is a smart guy, but at the same time, being able to take a mental rep on the field as opposed to being inside and doing something else is valuable for him and his growth. So, you know, it's a matter of him just taking advantage now of this time, seeing it from a little wider perspective and really, really learn and make some strides.
He said that he would like to play, or he hopes to play, in that preseason finale. Do you think that's realistic?
I think it's realistic. You know, I had the same injury when I played here in 1999 and again in 2000 in Cleveland, had the same type of thing, and it was during the regular season and you know, ended up playing the next week. So I would expect him to be a part of that last game.
Doug, on Thursday night, the Eagles forced a fumble on the opening kickoff, two big kickoff returns, a big field goal. Coverage was very good. We don't talk much about special teams, but it's got to be part of the formula for winning football games. How do you feel about the group that Dave's potentially here going to put together? Can it be one of the best in the league?
I think it can, and without a doubt, you know, and Coach Phipp has done a nice job these last couple of years. He's a big part of why he's still here and why I, you know, got so many phone calls about Coach Phipp. You know, guys were saying, you don't have to worry about special teams. You got one of the best coaches. So I've been pleased with the way he's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in training camp, as you know, with special teams and finding the right combination of guys. And to do what they did the other night, that's a great way to get started. And you know, again, look forward to the regular season and really, especially early in the season, where defense and special teams can be your biggest advocates. It becomes real important.
And the defense had four takeaways on Thursday night. I mean, what a great start for Jim Schwartz's group.
Great start. And it's something that we talk about all the time, you know, with them is one, just to fly around, make plays, put hands on the football, and they did a great job. Even the young guys at the end of the game, you know, making that play in the end zone to ice the game for us, just shows their drive, their competitiveness, the things that I was talking about even through OTAs with that competition, and you saw it the other night.
It'll be Sam, then Chase Daniel, then McLeod Bethel Thompson on Thursday night. Not a lot of fans know about McLeod Bethel Thompson, and I know that he's been around the league a little bit. What can you tell the fans about him?
Yeah, you know, here's a guy, big arm. You know, probably the strongest of the four that we have, and very athletic, a guy that can move around. You know, the one downside is he hasn't had many reps in training camp, but he's getting more now this week, and I really look forward to him playing and watching him and putting himself on tape. And you know, again, I've been in his shoes, so I understand where he's at, and it's just a matter of him now, you know, sort of calming the storm when he gets out there, letting things just kind of develop in front of him. But I think he's a guy that can be very explosive at quarterback.
A familiar foe on Thursday night, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They come to Philadelphia week three of the NFL season. Doug, how do you play it? Is there a sense of we don't want to show them much, or does it really not matter at this point?
Well, you know, you're still evaluating your team. So, you know, you keep your game plan simple so they can go out and play fast and execute the offense and defense in the special teams game. And then, yeah, you don't want to, you know, show all your cards in this game, because we do play them in a few weeks again. But at the same time, you know, you just want to see that fire and that drive and that competitiveness in your players, because we're still in that evaluation process.
Thursday night in Pittsburgh, the Eagles and the Steelers, Comcast Sportsnet, Cozy TV. Coach Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.